Planned to be built off South Greensboro Street between Roberson Street and Carr Street, the multi-story building has been in the works for many years. The project, which will bring a new branch to the Orange County Library, offices for town departments, a performance space, and more to South Greensboro Street, came before the council for approval of its schematic design. While initially part of the meeting's consent agenda, council members pulled the item for more discussion. Councilmember Sammy Slade was the only dissenting vote against the resolution, arguing more work ought to be done on alleviating some public concerns. He pointed to the cost of the project, which has risen to more than $25 million, as being a high price tag for a project when other matters may need to be addressed in coming years. Slade also pointed to the use of the building's future parking deck as conflicting with Carrboro's goals to combat climate change. He said having town employees use spaces in the deck promotes using cars instead of other transportation methods in building toward an environmentally conscious future.
Employees typically are 9 to 5, tied up space. And what we're talking about here is a parking deck at which $35,000 per space is a very extreme amount of money. So on those grounds, I don't like this where it is.
Mayor Lydia Lavelle said she has also heard some concerns about parking from those in the Carrboro Business Alliance. The 203 project building will be replacing one of Carrboro's open public parking lots without adding much new parking, one element of the town's parking plan for the future. Lavelle also mentioned speaking with people in the Carrboro Business Alliance about the ramifications of several months of construction happening at the site so close to other businesses, as well as the work temporarily removing public parking.
They are very, nervous about the effect it may or may not have on the local economy in terms of the construction and, what we could do to mitigate whatever the construction might do to the businesses.
Ultimately, council members approved the resolution moving the project forward, citing the promise of the features 203 South Greensboro Street will bring to the downtown area. Councilmember Barbara Fouché pointed to the difficulties of working with community members who have conflicting interests when it comes to the project. She said from her perspective, the project's current plan advances enough general interests to be worth it to the town.
I, from my seat on the council, feel like we have listened and worked and tried to meet the needs of all concerned as the project moved through various stages. This is a big deal. It's a big decision. And I feel like we have a great start to this great project for our town and am ready to move forward.
Councilmember Susan Romaine echoed similar sentiments, pointing to the resource the Orange County Southern Branch Library could be for downtown. Carrboro staff estimate the library, one of the main features of the 203 project building, could alone bring tens of thousands of visitors each year.
As these folks come to visit the library, they're going to be stopping and having a meal and getting a cup of coffee or getting their hair cut or fixing the car. And this is exactly that shot in the arm that our small business community is going to need, not only when the library is completed, but for the decades to come. So I'm thrilled, absolutely thrilled about this investment.
From here, the 203 project will now undergo more design phases, with an initial site plan approval coming to the Carrboro Town Council around the end of the year. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.